Hi, cool listener. I'm very happy to be back today with my solo episode about my experience on RTT or Rapid Transformation Therapy and migraines. As you might already know, I have started my studies on RTT. Also, one of the reasons why I paused this podcast was to focus more on my studies. But today I recorded on Instagram Live about my experience of migraines and rapid transformational therapy, and I decided to also leave it here in a form of podcast. In this episode, I'll share with you how RTT works, what does it do, and my personal experience of living 2 months headache-free, which for me is incredible because I used to have headaches every 2 weeks, but the rarest was once a month. Let's say this podcast is a little celebration of my success story. But as one participant has asked during this live session, and you will hear also in this episode, when would I consider that headache is gone forever and ever? And for me, I give it a year. I really want to experience all seasons of the year to say for sure that I am free from any sort of headaches. This was one of main kind of motivation to do RTT, to see if I can really tackle it. And so far it works. I'm very happy to share it with you on this episode. You will hear my personal story about how did I discover what is the purpose of migraines in my life, because we come up with our own issues by ourselves, most of the times unconsciously, most of the times as a self-protection mechanism. And it's incredible how quickly you can discover the root cause of a problem through RTT. So enjoy, cool listener. I hope you like it. And let me know what was the biggest takeaway for you from this episode. 3, 2, 1, go! How did I come to this transformational method? Actually, I participated as a client on RTT session. It was last year, more or less January or February, where I felt really low in my life and I was looking for any kind of help. I remember I wrote on one Facebook group about certain issue. I will not touch this issue today. It was not migraines. It was something else. And she reached out to me and she said, I can help you. I can help you with this kind of therapy. And are you open to that? I had no idea what's RTT. I just heard word, I can help you. I can solve your issue. And I said, yes, count me in. We had a first call, discovery call. She explained me how does it work. I loved it. And I was a bit scared because it includes in itself hypnosis. And I've never had it before. I had my friends who had good experience with hypnotherapy. I said, okay, I want to solve my issue more than I'm afraid of hypnotherapy or something. We did it online and it was wonderful. I could feel the difference in myself. It was more from inside that I'm changing. I'm feeling better. I still didn't notice the difference in particular issue that I wanted to solve because that takes a bit of time. I had a recording of 21 days that I was listening every night before going to sleep, because with RTT, we are changing our old beliefs that we have from childhood or whatever people are telling us, we are telling ourselves. And it's kind of changing this mindset and changing beliefs takes a little bit of time, but we have to constantly work on that. And what helps a lot is over and over listening to the new belief that you want to create. And with RTT, it's helping that you have a recording, you listen to it every day. Even if you fall asleep, your subconscious is still listening and it's still taking all the new information. And after a few days, I started to notice that the things I was irritated about, they don't bother me anymore so much. A few weeks later, I noticed that kind of self-confidence in me that I didn't really want to work on, but it automatically came with the things I wanted to change. And it was fantastic. I remember I was writing to my therapist, wow, this is so amazing. I could say this and that. Because previously I would not do that. I would not feel comfortable, for example, to tell off somebody in the shop that didn't really treat me well. But now I would be doing it very politely and kind of protect my boundaries. And that was the very big step for me. So that's my experience, the very first experience with RTT for me. And then I was thinking about it so much. I bought 3 sessions immediately. It was like all or nothing. I got the full package and I knew I want to study it. I want to learn it. And I will be having many opportunities also to practice with my students. But a whole summer, I was kind of analyzing, do I need it? Do I want it? I was learning all about Marissa Peer. She's the founder of RTT Therapy, and she has been working as a therapist more than 30 years. And she created this kind of hybrid of therapy, which includes NLP, CBT, neuroscience, psychotherapy in one therapy way. That's why it's rapid transformational therapy, because it attacks and tackles the problem to the root cause. We don't just sit and talk about the symptoms. We go really through the hypnosis to your subconscious mind into the details. So I have created two posts about RTT and what kind of issues you can solve with RTT. You can go to my profile and check them out. But today is more about migraines. And when I decided that I'm joining the program with Marissa Peer and going to become a RTT therapist, I thought to myself, my biggest aim is to cure the migraines I have. And I really didn't much believe that I can do that with RTT or with anything, because many doctors have told me, migraines, you just live with them. It's something that you have, and that's it. I went to many neurologists. I even did this MRI machine scan of my brain. Everything looked fine there. But I didn't believe that people live with migraines, because I knew friends who never had a headache. So how is it fair? Some people have headaches and some people don't have headaches. Some of my friends would have headaches after certain accidents in their lives. And it's sort of different kind of headache. When I joined the program, my first question on our online classes, can we heal migraines? And the question was, of course, it's like with any disease, the therapists are not doctors who can prescribe you medicine or tell you how to like go medically about it. What we can do, we can go to the root cause of the problem. So in my case, it was a migraine. Through the hypnosis, I would go to certain scenes in my life where my subconscious mind is bringing them to me automatically. It knows what information needs to be shown. And then you as a client can connect those things with a problem today, with a current problem. So my situation was that first, I wanted to check again with doctors. I went to neurologist once again. She told me everything from neuro part looks fine. I have to go to physiotherapy because my shoulders are very tight. So I scheduled appointment with the physiotherapy, and it was so funny because he told me, yes, you're very, very stiff here. Do you think too much? Or, you know, you're carrying a lot of emotions on your shoulders. So for me, all these things were connecting, like emotions many times create our issues. So I said, I'm going to do RTT. The first session I did, though, I didn't do about migraines. I came with the issue that I don't know how to rest. I always need to do something and I feel nervous if something is not done. So before I can really rest, I need to clean all house, wash all dishes, and so on and so forth. So long story short, we went to hypnosis, and then my colleague student brought me to the first scene which is connected with this problem. My problem was, I don't know how to rest. It was something from the childhood when I was 12, and I was probably working in my grandmother's farm, helping all the adults, and I couldn't go and rest even if I was tired because everybody was working and it was what we were doing. And my brother just could run around and it was fine if he rests, and it was not okay if I would go and rest. Then she took me to the second scene, and the second scene was very interesting because I remember I had this sudden pain in my head, which I told the therapist about, my colleague therapist about. I said, look, I have a feeling like as if migraine is going to start. And we tackled it. We went through like, what is the purpose of the headache? What is the intention of it? What is the function of this headache? We went through it and we come now to the end result. What happened there is that the whole base of migraine is that I have created it, because we create all our issues by ourselves, either to protect us unconsciously or consciously. We don't do it in purpose. I would never have ever in my life created headache for myself with a purpose, but it's kind of a protection mechanism in our body that says, okay, you need to rest. And when I was a teenager, it was very common to help parents at home, do all the homeworks, and so on and so forth. And I remember that all Saturdays were the cleaning house. Like, it has to be spotless and no mercy. You really have to do it now and everything while other kids are playing outside. And I felt so unfair. And I remember in one of the scenes, it came that I was laying on that sofa under the blanket, TV on, no sound. I'm drinking medicine and my mom is bringing me warm tea. She's taking care of me. So this was the only moment, the first moment I remember with a headache, that I was excused not to do the homework, that I was excused not to, it was a Saturday, and I was excused not to wash the floors, clean the house, wash the dishes. And my mom would care for me. It was like, wow, headache. I started to associate with a time for my rest. This is really like simplified and quick version, because I did another session this Sunday, yesterday actually, about migraine specifically. And very similar scenarios would come that as a child, I would even lie sometimes to my parents, to my mom, that I have a headache just to get a break. So it started to like small ball, created a very big snowball. And when I reached around 20s, 30s, the headaches from few hour headache became migraines for 2-3 days. I would just need to close myself dark. I never experienced migraines to be so hard as now in the past year. And I just have to lock myself down. And of course, I started to analyze this even before I went to RTT, like what is creating them? Why every 2 weeks or once in a month, the rarest, I would have this painful, incredibly irritant headache, and I just cannot do anything. And you know what got me the most? When my daughter, she started to understand that mommy is not well, her head is hurting, so she would go and play with daddy, and all is fine. But then she would come to me and say, "Mommy, are you still with headache? Is it hurting you?" So she kind of took a role of my carer, and it broke my heart. I said, no, this is something I reject to live with. My kid is my kid, and I cannot allow her to take care of me as if she's my parent and to worry about me. And for me, it was a big no. I'm not going to program my daughter, my toddler, for her life that headache is associated with a rest and is something you need to have to rest. So that's why I started also to work on it even more profoundly. So if I had migraines, so they would last 2-3 days, complete dark. I cannot see the light. I cannot smell particular smells. There would be times when I would be just throwing up. And culmination of the headache would come when, I can't even describe it, but it's like breaking pain. It feels like somebody's hammering me from inside in all the head. I knew that this is a culmination, and after that, it will pass. So I have to just sleep, put my pillow on the head, and wait until it passes, because medicine very rarely helped me. And when I was breastfeeding, I would not even take medicine because, well, I'm breastfeeding. So on the session 2 on Sunday, we went directly into migraine, and it was a very interesting session because on the first scene, I didn't see anything. And very often, it's a sign that you don't want to see something. I'm telling you now, there's some insights of the RTT, how it works. But a good therapist will always kind of ask you the right questions and help you to unreveal the sense behind it. So she asked me a question: what do I feel in this moment? And I really had this anxiety feeling. I felt anxious. I felt some kind of fear. And I didn't want to be there. Here you go. That's why I have a dark scene and I don't see anything. And long story short, and I'm really sharing with you guys quite personal stuff, but the point is that I saw my mom was being angry that I haven't done something at home. She came from work and I don't know, there maybe was unwashed dishes or something. I didn't see very, very much detailed. I just saw angry face and me being scared. And also in this session, I started to feel the pain in my head. It was very, very, very interesting. The long story, again, short. I received a recording for 21 days with a transformational message that I want to install, program my mind with, to say how I want to feel my life without headache, how I want to live, how I feel in my body, in my emotional, in my mind. Very beautiful, very powerful, 18-minute audio that I'm going to listen for 21 days. And I have learned one very important thing, and maybe it can help you, not just with headaches, but also with other pain management. It's my experience. I'm sharing with you my experience, and it works for me already now, is when I start to feel that headache is coming, I pause and I say, okay, headache. This is just a small, uncomfortable situation for me currently. Maybe I'm dehydrated. I go and sip some water. I don't put so much attention to it anymore as I used to do before. Maybe I'm dehydrated slightly. I drink water and it will pass. Still doesn't pass. Maybe I'm a bit tired, so I need to take a rest. Remember my first session about not knowing how to rest? Migraine is coming to help me to rest, to put me in bed. So I'm not allowing it to take me to bed. I'm resting before that. 90% of the time, headache is gone without medicine. If I feel that I need a medicine, I will take a medicine, put lavender and say, okay, this is going to help me. And guys, I haven't had 2-3 day migraine for, I think, two months this year. I haven't had a migraine for 2-3 days because I, first of all, have also different attitude towards it. I don't allow it to do what it used to do. It's job. It's kind of job. I understood that its job is to protect me, to help me to rest. And I let it go because I don't need it anymore. I can take rest for myself. Of course, different people have different reasons for headaches. First of all, you need to check your doctor. You need to really make sure you do everything before that. Most of the times, what I have seen, what I've been watching Marisa Peer doing therapy sessions with clients online that we have available library of more than a few hundred of them, it is coming from emotions. It is coming from certain things that we have experienced in the past and have created our new belief. For me, this belief was I need a headache to be able to rest, to take a break, to be excused from something. It served me when I was 14, 15, 16, when I was living at home, but I still carried it till my 37 years old, and now it didn't serve me anymore. But I have kind of kept on connecting this with my current life. Okay, I'm feeling emotional, I'm feeling tired, here comes headache. And I used to call it my migraines, my terrible migraines. This is another thing that I stopped doing it. It's not my migraine. It doesn't belong to me. I don't want it. It's the migraine. It's the pain. So also one tip for you, if there is something uncomfortable, pain or emotion, it's not yours. If you attach it to yourself, then it will belong to you and it will come back. You have your kid, your partner, I don't know, yourself, but the pain external, that's something that you don't want. It's not yours. So the question is, when do you consider migraine path is over, closed? Very good question. When is it closed? When I live 1 year without migraines, that will be for me. It's closed. For me, it's already great that I don't have those tremendous, I really give a lot of important words for that, right? Those headaches, I should minimize them. Those headaches for this year. So that's already great result, but I don't want to be, how to say, naive and live in an illusion. So I want to really experience all seasons of the year, go through the year and say in a year that I'm free of them. But I'm already getting free of them. It's also how we think about the issue, right? If I still kind of live in this belief that they might come back, then they will come back because I'm waiting for them, right? But I'm sure I'm being free of migraines already. By the way, if you want to try RTT, with any other kind of issue, problem, whatever you call it, I'm now looking for more people to practice on. And you don't, some friend told me, now when you're studying RTT and you know how to hypnotize people, I'm afraid to be in front of you because you can hypnotize me anytime. Guys, hypnotist cannot hypnotize you against your will. And you are never asleep in the hypnosis state. Actually, you are more awake. Your subconscious mind is more awake and alert. And you are the one who controls what you are saying, how you are saying. None any other person is in control of you in hypnotic state. Those all are myths. It's actually a good reminder for me to create a post about myth of hypnosis because it plays a really, really important role in RTT, rapid transformational therapy. We do induction and kind of put asleep conscious mind. But subconscious is working. And if, for example, I do a session with you live or online, it doesn't matter, and I leave the room for a minute or two, you would come out of it very easily because you would be like, okay, what is happening? Where is she? So if hypnotists could manipulate and control people's minds, all hypnotists would be the richest people in the world and all politicians would be hypnotists, right? Because then they could control us, but they cannot because hypnosis doesn't work like that. And in fact, you experience hypnosis every day. Each of you is experiencing hypnosis every day when you are falling asleep. You are first, your brain waves are changing and you are getting into this very calm state of your mind where you are more suggestible, when your mind is more acceptable to the information it comes. And suggestibility is a great thing when we are giving ourselves great suggestions. What happens very often, we are giving ourselves shitty suggestions. I suck at this. I really hate my job, or I don't like this and that, and I'm stupid, I'm lousy public speaker. These are suggestions we are giving to ourselves. It's like, I call it mini mantra that we are creating for ourselves. And what our subconscious is doing, it's listening. And our mind is believing everything we tell it. So if I'm telling myself that I'm stupid, my mind sooner or later will start to believe that I am stupid or I am whatever words we use to ourselves. So really be mindful and careful how you talk to yourself. And in hypnotic state of mind, what RTT therapist does, it gives you beautiful, great suggestions, but those suggestions that you told them to tell you, right? You still are the one who is a captain of this session. It's amazing news that in hypnotherapy, your mind is suggestible. You're very suggestible because you program your mind with powerful words, with strong words, and you change those beliefs that you want to change. So one more question here is, but what if I don't know what exactly needs to be fixed? I don't have migraine. Can I discover during the session what I need? I'm sure you know. You always know. It's just you need to do a little bit of discovery in yourself. Let's say client comes and says, I want RTT, but I don't know what I want to work on. So first of all, I send you a page with some questions. What are areas of concern in your life? Maybe there is stress, maybe it's overeating, maybe it's smoking, maybe it's anxiety, I don't know, lack of sleep, problems with sexual life, you name it. Then we have a discovery call of 20 minutes. We talk about what really, really, really bothers you. My job is to ask you great questions and your job is to give me great information. Then we schedule the first session or the one session. Usually most of the issues can be fixed within one session. It's another great news. There was a study done that traditional therapy takes about, it was around 600 sessions to solve 60% of the issue. So imagine if you go with anxiety or depression to a therapy, and I don't want to here diminish anything. It's really purely based on science and studies that have been done. You go with depression to a therapist and you talk through it. How do you feel today? How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel for 600 sessions to solve only 60% of the problem? Hypnotherapy, the classic hypnotherapy session, you would need 6 sessions to get 90% of results. With RTT, you can have one session to have those 90% of results. We don't talk about symptoms. The RTT therapist will not ask you, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel about it? And what do you want to do about it? No, we go to the root cause. We find the root cause and we fix it. That's it. In 1.5 hours, 2 hour session. If it's a bigger problem, sometimes it needs to between 1 and 3 sessions. But for example, quitting smoking, it's 1 session usually. Person needs to want to work on that, right? Usually people don't come to a therapy if they don't want to work on that. And I'm sure you know what you want to fix in your life. Thank you for asking me questions and I hope you liked it. We talked about my experience with migraines being fixed by rapid transformational therapy. And 2 months without headache is a big result for me. But as a question already asked, when I would consider as a really like close topic, I would, for me personally, it's in 1 year. If you want to try it now, while I'm student, I'm looking for people who are willing to work on the issues and I can do it for free for you. Some friends of me tell them, can you harm me or break me or something? Can you do something bad to me on the therapy? No, I cannot get your issue worse. The only thing I can do is to help you to improve it. Because there is a certain tools and certain rules I'm following, you cannot get worse. So if you smoke, you will not smoke three times more. Thank you for supporting me. I love you. I see you around. And I hope this session also helped you and you learned something new.